views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and welcome to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and what's it all about? What's Psychic World about? Well, let me tell you what this show is all about. First and foremost, this show is all about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aims and ambitions, your aspirations, and your love. You can call in and speak to me direct. On the number is 1-800-930-2819. Do make that call. You'll speak to me direct. My name is John G. Sutton, and today's special subject, we're going to have a little special subject today, is all about music. And music is the food of love. Yeah? Play on. Where does it come from? I mean, we all live with music all the time. We put our radios on, we've got music, we're going to have some music today. And I believe that music really touches our soul. It certainly touches mine. And, of course, when I was on last time, we were talking about poetry. Poetry and music are intrinsically linked. Certainly they are today with the lyrics. And if we look back a little bit in culture to the time of Shakespeare, when Shakespeare was writing, a lot of his plays include music, and a lot of his poetry is very rhythmic, because what basically is music, it's associated with rhythm, tempo, meter, and the dynamics and the timbre and the texture of everything that goes with the music makes us listen to it and pay attention. And I'd like you to listen to a poem by Shakespeare, that the tempo of this should capture your imagination. This is "Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day" by Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. A romantic poem, and that is in Shakespeare's words, saying that although beauty will fade and the summer's day will pass, the words last eternally. And those words that I've just read you now are over 400 years old. And if you ever come to England, you really must visit Stratford-on-Avon and see where William Shakespeare lived. It's an amazing experience, because as you walk down the high street, it's a modern high street in the middle of Stratford-on-Avon, suddenly, right in the middle, you've got a 15th century, 16th century house, and it looks extraordinary. You've really got to see this. You can Google it. Have a look at the images of Stratford-on-Avon. And I went to visit the house where Anne Hathaway, his wife, lived. And I wonder if Shakespeare was writing about Anne Hathaway in that poem, about our beauty and how it would not fade. But music is the specialist subject today. And the earliest music dates back perhaps about 9,000 years to ancient China, where there have been prehistorical music instruments found. and notations on clay tablets date back into antiquity, into prehistoric times. It makes you wonder what kind of instruments they really were, but apparently there were a great number of flutes found, like strange flutes made out of reeds and wood. So music has been with us for a long time. I'm going to speak, if I possibly can, because thank you very much, you're all calling in. And by the way, the number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. And I'd like to speak, if I could, to Frankie. Frankie, are you there?
Yes.
Frankie, you've got some questions you want to ask. I know that these are concerning the love life. And tell me, Frankie, the first thing that comes to my mind, yeah, is that this man has been featuring in your dreams. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, but I mean, you might not realize this, but you're having precognitive visions of this man. Have you been dreaming about him holding you in his arms?
Yes.
Because this is about to happen. I know that it's happened in the immediate past. This is a man of letters, isn't it? This is a learned man. This is a man that reads books. This is a man that writes. This is a man that's had articles published, but I feel that they've been peer-reviewed articles. Are you familiar with that phrase?
I am familiar with that phrase, but I don't know if that's true or not. I have to find out.
Ask him, because I believe that he's an academically qualified, intelligent, gifted man, and I believe that some of the articles that he's written have been peer-reviewed, so he must be presenting new hypotheses. That's what happens when you do present something new, they get peer-reviewed, then I feel that he is doing that. But I feel that he's an extraordinarily powerful lover. Is that correct, Frankie?
Yes, that's correct.
I don't want to be too personal here, yeah, but this man is he's definitely got something special, yeah, and I do believe that you're going to see a lot more of him. He has got to get himself out of a situation. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. When do you think?
Well, he's making plans, yeah. He's making plans. This is a man that third finger left hand, the ring's on, the ring's off, the ring's on, the ring's off. It's going to stay off. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, but the question is, when does it stay off?
It is going to stay off. And you've seen him turn up, and he comes to your house, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He comes to your house, and you've seen him turn up without... This is his wedding ring, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, what he's doing is taking the wedding ring off, and he's coming to your house. And I believe he leaves it off most of the time, because I do feel that that relationship is failing, or it has already failed, and he is looking for an exit strategy. Has he mentioned this to you? Yeah, that he's thinking of moving out of his marital home.
He has not. If he did, this would be so much easier. But he hasn't, and I never asked.
Well, he's got to make that decision, hasn't he? Yeah. Tell me, has this man found a new job?
A
new place
of
work. Yeah.
Uh huh. A new job in May. Yep.
Yeah? Yeah, he's found a new job. Frankie, we're just going to stop for a minute, yeah? Will you stay on the line, please, yeah?
Yes, uh-huh.
We'll stay on the line. We've got, because this show is all about music, we're going to listen to a song that I wrote the lyrics for, which is all about love, and you love the song about love. This is called Flowers. Will you please play Flowers for me?
Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above, flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the the power of love. I was a child, just about three, out in the garden by the old oak tree. Picked some daisies, dandelions too. Gave them to my mom and said, I love you. Flowers show us the power of love. I was 17, so was she. The loveliest girl I ever did see. She held my hand, my heart beat fast. I found the one for me at last. Lonely times were in my past. That Valentine's Day the roses were red. I gave them to her with love, the card said. Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. On our wedding day, the bride wore white, a love like a flower that bloomed so bright. With love strong then, as it is today, flowering forever in our bouquet. The light of love that lit our way. Anniversaries came, silver and gold. Time passed, but dreams don't grow old. Our children grown sent us flowers to say to Mom and Dad on your special day. Time is a thief and to all it will come. The final journey for us had begun. Now we lie side by side, our spirits are free. Together forever, he and she. Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. Beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
The bride wore white, a love like a flower that blooms so bright. With love strong then.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and you're very welcome to call in. The number to call me direct is 1-800-930-2819. Do call in. That was the song Flowers. That was the lyrics were written by myself. The music was performed and recorded by Lois J. Bereen and Jack Wills of Columbus, Ohio. So thank you very much to them. They made a wonderful job of that. And we still got Frankie on the line.
Yes.
Frankie, yeah, great. Now, I was telling you before the break when we had to take this song, because it's all about music, this show. And I was telling you that you've been dreaming about this man, that these are precognitive visions that you're going to get. I feel that in the next few days you're going to have your arms around this man, or perhaps the other way around. And as I say, he's a very adventurous, forceful lover, this man, and he is getting himself out of a situation so that he can make plans for the future. And I do know that you're desiring that this includes you. Am I right?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. He hasn't spelt out his plans at the moment, but he is thinking about this. Have you been receiving more and more communications over the last month?
Yes, but they're still very sporadic and not enough to sustain a relationship.
Yeah, but you're dealing with a man that's very busy. Yeah. And you're also dealing with a man who's got situations, and I feel he's just had to go away. He's got responsibilities, hasn't he? He's got family responsibilities. And we're not just talking about his wife, are we?
Right.
Yeah, so I believe that he's had to be dealing with that. Do you know if he's been on holiday recently?
Yes, he has, with his children, not his wife.
That's what I said. He's got responsibilities that extend beyond just his wife, yeah, which would be his children. And as I say, I feel that there's been a holiday there. And do you know if he has reasons to go to Florida?
I don't know.
All right. But I think he's going to take you to Florida. I don't think he's going to Florida on his own. I feel he's going to take you on a trip. Yeah. Has he ever mentioned anything about going to the Keys?
Never.
All right, because I can see what I'm absolutely sure are Florida Keys, the Keys. Yeah. There's a key down there called Key West, isn't there?
Well, yeah.
Do you not know? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm in the UK, but I'm seeing this and it looks like Key West. So I do feel that ahead you are going to holiday with this man. You're going to take a nice long break with him, yeah, and get much closer. He's a very passionate man, and he's also looks younger than his years, doesn't he? Does he do some kind of keep fit?
I don't know what he does to keep fit, but he does look young.
He does look young, but then again, Frankie, you look young too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do look young. You look a good 10 years younger than you actually are. People think you're about 38, don't they? 37.
Yes, they do.
Well, look at you. Nobody ever says that to me, Frankie. Nobody. How did you like the song Flowers? Did you like that?
I did like it. It's very sweet.
Yeah. It's about the story of two lovers, you see, and their passage mm-hmm. through life, and how the certain signposts right. on the way are commemorated by flowers. And people
so
give you
sweet.
Flowers. Yeah. People give you flowers on your wedding day. They give you flowers on your birthday. They give you flowers on your anniversary. And then at the end of it, they give you flowers as you make the transition between this world and the next. So that's what the song Flowers is about. But this man that you are loving, and you do love him, don't you, Frankie?
Very much. And he has said, I love you. I'm ready to move forward.
You're ready to move forward with him, yeah?
Yes.
And you will do, Frankie. You will do. Believe me, my prediction is that within the next few days, you've got this man in your arms and he's telling you more about his plans. I hope that you'll call the show in the fullness of time and tell me that I've been right. You've been a wonderful guest, Frankie. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much for calling in. You can all call in, ladies and gentlemen. You can call in and speak to me direct. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And we do have a caller on the line. I believe we've got a caller called Mary Ann. Do we have Mary Ann on the line,
yes,
please?
Yes, thank you so much, John. I am wondering, I'm just kind of feeling stuck in my work and I'm not making enough money, and I just wonder if there's something else that I should be doing.
There is something else you should be doing, yeah. Have you looked at a place called Washington?
Yes.
Because that's where you're looking right now, isn't it?
That's where I live, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in Washington that you're going to get a big breakthrough. There's also something to do with a bank, yeah?
I don't know.
Oh, no. There's something you've got to do with a bank. I don't know if you're sorting out your finances, looking for a meeting with the bank. There's definitely a meeting at a bank, and you will get this sorted out, believe me. And you are going to find another position. And have you worked as a manager in the past?
A care manager of people, but that's what I do now. I'm a care manager for elderly people.
That's what you're going to do. You are the manager. You are going to be a manager. Yeah. And I feel that you're going to be in charge of a unit that's got between 50 and 75 clients. Is that quite a big unit for you to manage? Because you will be doing.
Yeah. That sounds like a whole lot more than what I'm doing now.
Yeah, but you've got the experience for this. You have a professional qualification, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're going to love you. Yeah. Because you're going to make them smile when you go for the interview, let me tell you that, yeah?
Great.
And Mary, yeah, pardon?
Marianne?
Yeah, Marianne, you're going to make them smile, yeah?
Great.
Because you go through and you've got a sense of humor. And the clients, yeah, where you work, yeah, they love you too, don't they?
They do. I'm just not making enough money. I love what I do, but I just don't make enough money, and that has to be part of the what I figure out.
Well, you're going to be earning more money, let me tell you that. But it's a bigger facility.
Okay.
It's a much bigger facility that you've got. And also, I just hear this thing about Pennsylvania. Do you know somebody in Pennsylvania?
I don't know anyone in Pennsylvania.
Because you're going to be connecting ahead with a place called Pennsylvania. And that is going to be very positive. I don't think you're moving to Pennsylvania, by the way. But I do feel that you are going to be contacted with Pennsylvania. In the past, Marianne, have you hurt your back?
Yes, I have. It's been a long time, but yes.
You've got to be careful about this back. You know, I know that you're going to be working in management, but you're not a lady that can just sit in your office and allow everybody to do this. You get out there and you get hands-on at the same time, don't you?
Uh-huh. You're right.
I'm right, but I'm telling you, be very careful about your back, because if you go to lift somebody and do this back, and it's not your in your job description, are you with me?
Uh-huh.
Be very cautious about that, because they may say to you, this is not in your job description. If you've hurt your back, that's your fault.
Okay.
Now, that's just what I'm hearing. Are you with me? Marianne, will you please stay on the line, please?
Yeah? You bet. Yes.
Because I would like to speak to you when we come back, because this show is ostensibly, it's got a special subject, which is all about music. And we're going to play a little song that I wrote with my grandson, who's called Aaron. And this was, we were staying in the Lake District, and he woke up one morning, and I said, come on, what have you been dreaming about? And he says, well, I've been dreaming about a big fat tree. Oh, great. So we sat down and we wrote this song, and it's performed by Lois J. Bereen and Jack Wills again, who did a brilliant job with this. This is Big Fat Tree. Please stay with me, Marianne.
Of the big fat tree. I was dreaming of a big fat tree. I was climbing, there was you and me. When we got to the top, what do you think we could see? Was a big fat tree. We saw people in foreign lands. They were happy and holding hands. Saw rivers running to the sea from the top of the big fat tree. We had struggled, the climb was tough. You helped.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. What happens after we shift? An energetic shift can be disconcerting. When you shift from the known to the unknown, you literally are going into unknown territory without the former rules and constraints that held you in check. You feel happiness and joy, but you're nervous about not knowing what's next. Even happiness can be unfamiliar. You just don't have the guardrails. No one's telling you. It's dangerous. Stop. You'll get hurt. Plunge in. Leap. Taste it. Listen to your intuitive guidance. Let yourself step beyond the boundaries that you've known and challenge yourself to listen to your intuitive guidance, to your higher self, and learn what you were placed here to do. I'm Leslie Fontaine. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Yes, together there was you and me. We had climbed the big fat tree.
was dreaming of a big fat tree. I was climbing, there was you and me. When we got to the top, what do you think we could see? It was a big fat tree.
Hello there, welcome back, and this is John G. Sutton, Psychic World. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. We've got Marianne on the line. You still there, Mary?
Yes, I am, thanks.
Yeah, super, right, okay. Now, we're talking about you getting another job. You've got to be dynamic about this, you've got to really go for it. Have you been to see a professional agency?
No, I have not.
Because I believe that there is going to be a professional care agency or professional agency that deals with appointments. And I feel that you should go and look at this. And I do feel that it is in your area. But you know virtually all the nursing homes, the rest homes, the care homes in your area, don't you?
I do, yes.
So it's time to go around and have a proper look. Find one that's got, and it's got something to do with oak, yeah? It sounds like the oaks or the, do you know a place called that?
I will look into it. It doesn't come to mind, but I will look at that.
It's either the oaks or the tall oaks or something like that, or Oakengate, but it's got oak in the name, yeah? And that is where I feel you are going to find your new position, and you will get more money. There is a meeting with the bank. You're going to put your financial affairs into order, and this coming year, the next 12 months, yeah, it is going to be a success for you, because I feel that, you know, it's not been quite, because you've not been earning quite enough. Yeah, it's just been slipping down, but it's not going to slip down. It's going to move up, and Marianne, you are going to succeed this time. You want a holiday overseas, don't you?
I want to, you bet.
You want to go to Europe?
I do.
Yeah, you want to go to London and Paris, because I can see both London and Paris.
And well,
I feel that you go to London first and then get the train to Paris. You can do that now.
Okay, I've never been, so yes, it is my dream.
You will do it, because I can see Buckingham Palace as I'm speaking to you, and the Champs-Élysées, yeah, and the Arc de Triomphe. So you will definitely be going. And I do feel that that might take you just over a year. This time next year, it would be very good, because that's the best time to go. Late August, early September. The weather's nice, and you're going to enjoy it. Marianne, you're going to succeed. Hope you've enjoyed this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was Marianne. That was a very nice call. A lady is going to be successful. We've got another caller on the line. Is it possible, please, to speak to Missy?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Missy, it's nice of you to call in. It really is. That's how it works. We get callers, and I give you what I get. You've got a question specifically to ask me. Is this about love, Missy?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel there's been some tears. Tell me I'm right. I don't want to talk about tears, but
oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, but there has been tears. Yeah, and you are going to get this resolved. Also, as I'm speaking to you, I can see people in uniform. Yeah, do you know if this man has been in uniform in his past?
Yes, he wears one now.
He's not in the police, is he?
Yes.
How about that, Missy? Yeah, I can see a dark uniform. You see, yeah.
I was just wondering if he's gonna approach me or ask me out, or
he keeps looking at you, Missy. He keeps looking at you. You touched his hand.
Yeah, I have before. Yeah, I mean,
you have been close before, yeah.
Yeah, but not like that, not like that. Not like the way I want to be.
Hey, go for it, Missy. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. get in there, yeah? You will do, Missy, yeah, believe me. But you have touched his hand. You have been a little bit close. And it did feel like an electric shock, didn't it, which is what I'm trying to say, yeah?
Yeah, it was, the energy was crazy.
that because I believe that you and this man are of the same soul group. Do you know what I mean by soul group?
Yes.
Yeah, that we are incarnated with many thousands of people who have been with us through many incarnations. But when you met this man instantly, you felt a close affinity, didn't you?
Yeah.
Has this man got a thing about cars?
Don't know.
'Cause I'm sure he's going to get himself a really nice car, yeah? Like a BMW or a Lexus or something like that, yeah?
And also,
he wants to be promoted, doesn't he? You might not be as close to him as you will be, yeah?
Yeah. Do you know how long that's going to be?
I don't think it's too long. I think it's this year. Listen, what I'm hearing here, yeah, is that by the time you get to Christmas, yeah, by the time we get into December, that time, then you're going to be very close. And you're going to be close to, like, kissing him, yeah? You have kissed him in the past, haven't you?
Is that on the energetic, soulful level, or is that going to be, like, real-time, you know, earthly body?
No, it's going to be on a physical level. You are actually going to connect with him. Yeah. Does he work in Seattle?
No.
Because I can see a sign that says Seattle. You go to Seattle?
Yes, in fact, I'm on my way there right now.
give me a break. No wonder I can see a sign that says Seattle. Yeah. Because you're on your way to Seattle, yeah? No, I could see that. It's just the way my psychic powers work, you see. I give you exactly what I get as I'm speaking to you. This man is going to make some kind of a move, yeah? And I do feel that he is a very determined man. I feel that he's going to want to make this a happy relationship. And there's no need for tears. But you keep dreaming of him, don't you?
Yeah.
You keep dreaming of him, Michelle, and that is very good. Listen, have you tried to project your thoughts to this man in your dreams?
Yeah.
Because you are making like a telepathic connection to him.
Mm-hmm.
You, Missy, yeah. I called you Michelle then, sorry about that, yeah.
That's
Missy, yeah. It's a telepathic connection that you have with this man, and he's seeing the dreams too. But there is a sign that you're going to be given, and it's not just says Seattle, yeah. The sign that you're going to be given is a cat looking at you. The spirit world very frequently use animals to actually get messages through to us, yeah. And you are going to have like an interaction with a cat. I don't know if you're particularly fond of cats, but have you recently seen a black cat looking at you?
No, not recently that I recall.
No, but you know, believe me, when you see this black cat, yeah, that is the week, that is the immediate time that this man will connect with you. And I also hear the name of Joe, yeah?
I don't know a Joe.
J-O-E, yeah? The name of Joe.
Well, my friend's husband passed away a few years ago, and his name's Joe.
Yeah. Were you quite friendly with this man?
I worked out with him and his wife, and they're really nice.
Wants to be remembered to you, you see. They keep shouting Joe in my ear. Yeah?
Oh, okay.
Joe in my ear. And he was very good at bench pressing, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he could bench press about, what was it, about 200 pounds or some
probably
some massive...
more than that, yeah.
Yeah, some big weight he could bench press, yeah.
He was pretty fit.
Yeah. He says he's there and he's watching over you and he wants to tell you that he thought a great deal about the friendship that you shared.
Oh.
And do you still speak to his wife?
Oh, yeah, I still work out with her.
Yeah, telling me he's watching over her too, yeah? And he saw her break a glass. You mention that to her, yeah?
Okay, I will. Thank you for that. Yeah, definitely.
She broke her glass, yeah? And he was watching her. He says she must be a little bit more careful. Is she a bit clumsy, this lady?
You know, not that I have seen.
All right. Well, he says that she has been, yeah?
She's busy a lot.
Yeah, Missy, he wants you to give his love to this lady, yeah?
Oh, I will.
And as I say, Joe's shouting in my ear. He says, "Thank you very much for passing that." And he loved his wife dearly, and he's sad that he had to go, but he's all right. He says, "Yeah," and shows me a dog.
Yeah, they have a dog. Yeah, a little dog.
Yeah, shows me a dog. He says, "When you see that dog, you give it a big kiss from him." Missy, I hope you've enjoyed this little call.
Thanks so much. Can I have your contact information out on the radio?
Yeah, it's you. Look me up on the internet at psychicworld.net.
Thank you.
Just type me into Google, John G. Sutton. For some unknown reason, I'm all over the place. We're going to have a little song now. We're going to have a song that's called "Just Lie to Me," which is a happy little country and western style song. It's once again, it's performed by Lois J. Berean and Jack Wills. I wrote the lyrics for all the songs today, and I hope you've enjoyed them, because this special little show is about music. But we'll be back after this break. Thank you very much, Missy.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
It's a fact of life that life goes on whether we feel ready for it or not. Change is inevitable, but growth is optional. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you make better decisions for yourself and your life. Start by clarifying a question or decision you need to make. Write it on a piece of paper, read it to yourself 5 times as you drift off to sleep.
Then, notice what answer, insights, or guidance you get by the time you awaken.
Trust what you receive and make that decision boldly. Remember, this technique also works with meditation. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting getsophisticated.com. That's getsophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on September 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tell me what I need to believe tonight. Lie to me.
Hello and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton. And you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Although the lines are fairly packed at the moment, you can contact me direct if you would like to do so at psychicworld.net. Or just Google me, have a look, John G. Sutton on Google, or Amazon. If you search John G. Sutton on Amazon, you'll see loads of my product on there, the books that I've written, and the songs as well. And I hope you enjoyed Just Lie to Me. I wrote the lyrics, the music, and the performance was by the incredible Lois J. Bereen and Jack Wills of Columbus, Ohio. And is it possible for me to speak to Michelle?
Hello.
Hello, Michelle. You sound very positive, Michelle. Let me tell you that, yeah?
Well, you know what? How could I not be speaking to you? I'm so happy and fortunate to be able to communicate with you, John. And thank you, thank you, thank you. That's why I'm calling.
All right, yeah. Have we spoken before, Michelle?
No, we have not.
Because there's something familiar about your voice, yeah? You must be one of my soul group, yeah?
We're in the
you're
tree.
Very,
we're in
you're
the
a
tree.
Very sensitive lady, though, aren't you?
Of course. It's wonderful.
No, I mean, you're very sensitive in a psychic way. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, absolutely.
But Michelle, your calling is healing. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
You should be healing people. You are healing people. And I don't know if you've done a counselling course, but in the future you will. You're going to do it, yeah? Because you will be working both as a psychic healer and a counsellor. Does that make some sense?
Yes, it does. Wonderful.
Have you actually tried to book yourself into a counselling course?
I have a little bit.
You have a little bit. Well, let me tell you that you will a lot more ahead. Yeah.
Great.
You are definitely going to do that. And have you got a trip to New York planned? Because I can see New York.
No, I do not have it planned.
All right. Well, I can see. Listen, I think you're going to New York shopping.
Me? Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I'm not saying you're a shopaholic, but I can see New York and I can see Macy's, yeah? And I know that you're going to have a great time, yeah?
Wow.
But you are going to New York, and I feel that you'll be going mid-December. It'll be packed then, won't it?
I would assume so.
It will be absolutely packed, but you're going to have a great time, yeah? but you want to know a little bit about your direction in life as well.
Of course.
Well, your direction in life is going to be helping other people. And by helping other people, you are helping yourself, yeah?
Yes, which I love. Yeah.
You are helping yourself. Mm-hmm. You're also very much in tune with your spirit guides, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your spirit guides are with you. I know it's not. This is not usual, by the way, but I feel that you've actually seen your spirit guide.
Nothing's unusual.
but tell me that you have.
I believe. How do I say I believe? I believe.
You believe that you have, yeah, and mm-hmm. Well, your spirit guide's saying that you have been visited, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know that you have a very powerful spirit guide, yeah? I also feel that you are connected in a past life to Egypt. Now, I don't know if you've felt an affinity with Egypt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as I'm speaking to you, yeah, I'm hearing a name here, which was an Egyptian called Nefertiti. I'm hearing that. Are you familiar with that name?
I'm familiar with the name.
In some way or other, you are very closely connected to Nefertiti, and that this is from a past life. I believe that you were either an assistant to Nefertiti or you worked with Nefertiti, very close to that name. She was one of the pharaohs, wasn't she?
Yeah,
very powerful lady. But you're also a very powerful lady. You've got to use your gifts that you've been given and look forward to a happy love life, yeah? That's a question that you've got as well, isn't it, Michelle?
I think okay, words are coming.
it is happening for you, let me tell you that. Michelle, there's a lot of gifts being given to you, and also do you have a model of an eagle?
A model of an eagle? No, I do not, but I love eagles. I love all birds.
It's either a picture of an eagle in your house or a model of an eagle that's coming into your house, yeah? And this is bringing with it money, yeah?
Oh.
This is bringing money, yeah?
Oh, wonderful.
Because there is more money coming into your life. I think that you're going to be very well known for your ability to heal people, and that this will build up. And I also feel that you should be reading psychology. Have you read psychology in the past?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Make a
note of this name.
Okay.
Because you should. I think you've probably already read. Have you read Abraham Maslow? And the hierarchy of needs. Because they're telling me that all your basic needs are going to be fulfilled, and then that you're going forward to a position of prominence. So if you get the chance to read Abraham Maslow, the hierarchy of needs. Yeah,
okay.
Be assured that you are on the pathway to achieve all this. Yeah,
all right.
and they're showing me a wristwatch. Do you have a very nice wristwatch?
I donated all mine away.
Did you give a beautiful wristwatch away?
Yes, I did, to help for the aid.
Yeah, but they're showing me this wristwatch and saying that no matter what, if you give away, more will come back, yeah?
Yes.
You do believe this. That's why I'm being shown this eagle, yeah? What they say, when the eagle flies, the money arrives, yeah?
Oh, okay.
So believe me, you are going to do that. Luke, we're coming to the end of the show now. I hope you very much that you've enjoyed this call.
And love your music and poetry and the trees.
Well, that's very kind of you. Do look me up on the internet, John G. Sutton. I'll be here. You can phone in again. I'll be around, and we'll speak soon. Thank you very much for calling.
And thank you, Benny. Blessings.
Hey, you're quite welcome.
Thank you. Well, we're coming towards the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure to be with you today. I hope that you're going to listen to more of my show on Transformation Talk Radio. My name is John G. Sutton. And next time I'm on, do ring in. Who knows, it might be your turn to get through. And we'll play some more of my music, because I'm going to ask Lois J. Bereen from Columbus, Ohio, and Jack Wills if they will record some more of my songs. They're absolutely brilliant. I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been an absolutely great audience, and I've been John G. Sutton. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Sterola. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Sterola has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Sterola. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling at smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.